Hey, my name is Tennille, and I'm passionate about helping mom entrepreneurs reach their true potential while navigating the chaotic journey of life, family, and business. I'm a digital marketing specialist, an extremely curious human with a growth mindset, and a certified wizard of the mind, specializing in clinical hypnotherapy and rapid transformational therapy. This is where the woo-woo rubber meets the road, my friends. We will dive into empowering discussions, actionable strategies, and inspiring stories to help you thrive in both your personal and professional lives. So pull up a comfy chair and let's ditch the debate and make it happen. Welcome back to Ditch the Debate and Make It Happen podcast. I'm your host, Tennille. And well, again, I find myself apologizing for being MIA. I'm not quite sure what to say around this other than what a crazy ass year 2024 is presenting itself to be. Look, I pride myself on being pretty well put together, and I'm able to handle a lot thanks to my years of personal development and healing. But the past 3 months have been next level. I'm not sure if any of you are experiencing the same. I really would love to hear how your year is going. So anyway, back on track. Hi, and I want to talk today about one of my favorite comfortable being uncomfortable topics, reinvention. Let's be real honest here. It's a given in motherhood, right? So let's just get comfortable knowing that we'll be uncomfortable for the next short but long while. Let's talk about why the need for reinventing ourselves. From my experience, it has been for a few main reasons. Number one, financial. While you may be completely financially sound before having a child, I'm pretty sure that that slush fund is slowly depleting. And it's making you a little anxious, right? The expenses that come with having a baby never really become reality until it happens. And even if this is not an issue for you, you may be finding yourself wanting to work less, but make more. Either way, a reinvention might be on the cards for you. Number two, personal growth and or healing. Once you become a mom, your traumas, demons, triggers, whatever you want to call them, the not so nice bits that make you feel deeply insecure, all of them come to the surface. And this is perfectly okay. Even really good, as you want to heal from them and grow from them so that you don't pass them on to your kids. But it would also come with a need for reinvention, as those hidden bits of you were a part of you for such a long time that now they need to be healed and let go. So it would require a reinvention of who you were. And my favorite, number three, flexibility and adaptability. I've never been opposed to or against flexibility and adaptability, but I can say that I never really went looking for them either. When becoming a mom, my experience was living in chaos. It had constant curveballs, and I had a choice. I either had to adapt and roll with it, or I spent my time in a constant state of anxiety and overwhelm. Pretty sure you can guess which one I chose. And let me not lie, it was hard. It was messy, as it required a reinvention of who I was to get there. At the end of the day, reinventing yourself in motherhood is required in order to align our priorities to our lifestyle and keep our values intact, right? Maybe a priority for you is to spend as much time with your child or children, but you don't want to sacrifice your income. So it would be about reinventing yourself and your career and your business in order to cater for the lifestyle that you need in this season. Does that make sense? I have reinvented myself so many times, and it is not easy. It is not comfortable, but it's always worth it. Okay, so let's get to the good stuff. I want to talk about your vision. I know you're probably sighing and rolling your eyes at the irony of all of this. How could you possibly think about your vision when you're surviving hour to hour, right? I know, I get it. But stick with me here. This is really important, and I promise you'll enjoy it. Take some time from your me time or even just one of your breaks. I want you to get quiet. Do some deep breathing and calm your mind and heart. When you're in this state, I want you to visualize your dream life. What are you doing? Who are you spending your time with? What does an average day look like? What is it that you have or don't have that is making you feel so grateful? What is it that you have or don't have which is different from your life right now? How did you get to your dream life? What did you have to do? Feel how it feels to be living that life. Really feel how you would feel being living in that life that you've always dreamed of. This is such a cool exercise to do, almost like daydreaming, but it's a lot more powerful. And here's the thing. Your mind is designed to keep you safe and move you away from pain and towards pleasure, right? So when you visualize the life that you want, see it, feel it, and experience it as if it's happening right now, the woo gets to work and activates your dreams. Now that we've covered your woo-woo, let's get practical. I want you to write down your vision with four top goals, as big as you need them to be. And let's put a 12-month timeline on them. Now break down each of those goals into smaller goals. Let's do three per goal. Now break down each of those three into three more. And with the smallest three, I want you to assign them to a month for completion. You could even take it a step further and break those three into a further six and put them into weekly tasks that will have some overlap. Does that make sense? I've done a vision with goals workbook for you to try and make this a little bit clearer. The link's in the show notes for you to download and start working on it. Okay, so once you have your three smallest goals feeding into your three bigger goals, which would essentially take you into a quarter of the year, it would then feed into your top four goals in order to take you to your 12-month deadline. Now, the big note here, while you're doing this exercise, I want you to be very conscious of your thoughts. Stinking thinking is going to arrive and try throw you off. Really? Is that what you're going to do? Don't be ridiculous. That's far too big. And so on. Thank it for showing up. Accept its job as trying to protect you and push it aside and keep going. Here's what I do when this happens to me. I ask myself, what would my future self, who is already living this dream and achieving bigger goals than this, what would she do? And I can guarantee you the answer will be, do not listen to your inner critic. Move on. Deal? Let's go. Doing an exercise like this is exciting and scary. And if it's not scary, your goals are not big enough. You need to feel that uncomfortable, holy shit moment, right? Once you've got it all down and you have them in bite-sized chunks, you can actually see that they really can be obtainable. Now, if you have your goals all popped down and you're feeling really uncomfortable in some areas as if you feel like there might be a lack of skill set or anything like that, let's work through this. You've identified what you want to do, who you want to be in order to get there. And now we have to identify the how to get you there. Map out key strengths and skills that you would need in order to get to your dream life. Then write down the areas where you feel you may have a bit of improvement in order to get there. Once you've done this, you can quickly identify where your gaps are and how you can address them through upskilling, development, or growth. One bit to note here is that limiting beliefs and fears will probably be popping up more than you'd like. Here are a few common ones: imposter syndrome, fear of failure, mom guilt. Let me go through each of these and I'll give you some of my hacks that I have personally used that have helped me. The imposter syndrome. I've done a full episode dedicated to this in episode 9, but let me swing back around here and let's go through it because this is a very real challenge for us. I want to start off with what Sawyer Robbins said. How can we be an imposter when we're just a beginner? I'll let that sit. It's absurd how we continue to hold ourselves to such an unachievable standard. The way I've managed to keep this at bay is to be consistent, even when it's uncomfortable, and resetting my expectations. Next up, fear of failure. Hello, my perfectionists. Another impossibly ridiculous standard that we hold ourselves to. Perfection is an illusion. Let's live perfectly imperfect lives, my friends. No one has it all figured out. And while our dear social media showcases these idealistic lives, I'll be the one to remind you that those are moments taken in imperfect lives. So once we've addressed our silly need for perfection, the next step will be to ask ourselves if we'll die from this failure that we seem to be running from. The answer is always no. Well, unless it is a literal life and death situation, but I'm pretty sure we're not dabbling in any of those. The big question for me is, if this does not go according to plan, what would I learn from it? And if the answer is not available and I do the said task and, for lack of a better word, I fail, I ask myself, what did I learn? There is always, always, always a lesson there. And where there is a lesson, my friends, there is growth. Let's get to the bane of it all, mom guilt. Again, standard expectation reset. While societal expectations and comparisonitis are big ones at play here, if we reset our own expectations, we won't feel the need to compare and allow the pressure to open the door for mom guilt so much. I don't think that the work-life balance, the daily mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical load will ever get easier as a working mom. But what we can do is get rid of the extra fluff that's adding to it, right? On topic of limiting beliefs, I want to remind you that you are a mom. You are a superhero. What an incredible gift. So why would you think that you are any less, not enough, don't deserve it, or any other limiting belief? Dropping our unrealistic expectations of ourselves as women, businesswomen, and moms really does help us out on so many levels, like so many levels. So let's start there. Next, I want you to write down the gaps that you identified in your skill set, personal growth, or whatever it is that you need for your next level. With each of these areas, I want you to identify someone who can help you close those gaps, whether it's through content, courses, podcasts, videos, whatever it is. Put each of these steps into your goals so that you tackle each of these gaps while you are on the road to achieving your goals through the steps. Does that make sense? I know it sounds like a lot of work and you're probably rolling your eyes at how much time this is going to take you, but once you've done the initial work, it becomes a part of your routine and it becomes automatic. What I normally do is grab some time on a Sunday to map out the next week. I align them to my goals and get ruthless on my priority list. So my friends, as we wrap up this episode, I want you to remember this. Reinventing yourself is not about surviving. It's about thriving. Embrace discomfort, set clear goals, identify your strengths, overcome limiting beliefs, and take action. You are capable of incredible transformation, and it's your time to step into your power and create the life that you truly deserve. Let's ditch the debate and make it happen. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ditch the Debate podcast. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head on over and review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every single week. I'd love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear. So head over to the episode link in the show notes and let me know in the comments what you most want to hear next. This is Tennille signing off. I'll catch y'all soon.